Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
This is Annika Smith at the Center for Science and Culture, and today I'd like to tell you the rest of the story about Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez and the appeal of his denial of tenure at Iowa State University earlier this year. If anyone still thinks the Gonzalez tenure case is not about intelligent design, they ought to consider what ISU faculty themselves said. In a series of emails obtained by the Discovery Institute's public records request and released earlier this month, any claim that ISU is judging the Gonzalez case on its actual merits is blown away by the visible outlines of a plot to remove intelligent design and Gonzalez with it. These emails make one thing abundantly clear. This was all about ID. Any other reasoning put forth is mere pretext, particularly in light of what Gonzalez's colleagues admit about his scientific research, as George Schmelian explains in one email. You see, all he wanted, all any of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at ISU wanted, was for Gonzalez to quit talking about ID and make his case for tenure based on his other research, which Schmelian acknowledged as worthy of receiving tenure. Quote, "I honestly hope Gonzalez's promotion will be based on his abundance measurements of metallicity in planet-carrying stars. As I pointed out earlier, our statement may well convince him to base his case on just this. He may well have a solid tenure case then." End quote. ISU astronomer Leanne Wilson understood that Gonzalez was respected for his brilliant scientific work. In an email to fellow ISU astronomer Kurt Strzok, Wilson implied that Gonzalez was renowned as a scientist, which made him, quote, definitely a mixed bag. Quote, "George Wallerstein calls him the best postdoc I ever had, and it took me 24 hours to realize that the special look he gave along with that statement could be interpreted, including present company." End quote. Wilson is admitting that Wallerstein, professor emeritus at University of Washington, thought Gonzalez was a top-notch scientist, perhaps even better than Wilson herself. In order to understand why ISU faculty were so set in their campaign against Dr. Gonzalez, we need to start back in 2004, when Gonzalez published his book, The Privileged Planet, with Jay Richards, which garnered national media attention and made Gonzalez a target for viewpoint discrimination among his colleagues. This began with discussion of publishing an anti-ID statement in his department, an initiative which formed in response to media attention. As Bruce Harmon explains in an email, quote, "This was an effort to release the enormous frustration that a number of us are feeling as individuals to the onslaught of national publicity," end quote. This was no longer about Guillermo Gonzalez and whether or not his performance as a professor merited tenure. This was about intelligent design. As ISU professor Steve Kowaler wrote in response to Harmon, quote, "Given the upcoming up-or-out decision regarding our most vocal advocate for the use of ID to guide scientific inquiry, we will at that time, next fall, be taking on not only that faculty member, but advocates for his position with deep pockets and significant influence." End quote. Time and again, ISU faculty told each other that this was not about Gonzalez, a nice guy probably no one wanted to hurt. This was about intelligent design. This means, of course, that Gonzalez was not judged on the merits of his case, whether or not he deserved tenure for his excellent record of scholarship and research or for his teaching performance. No, Gonzalez was judged first and foremost as a proponent of intelligent design, and therefore as a danger to the university. In an email to ISU faculty who would be voting on Gonzalez's tenure case, Bruce Harmon expressed his frustration with having ISU known as Gonzalez's home university, a black mark only because of Gonzalez's support for intelligent design. His solution to restore ISU's reputation as a bastion of Darwinism is to publish a statement coming out strongly against ID. Quote, "Up to now, I've been annoyed, but treated as an amusement while being frustrated and keeping quiet, as I thought it was best for the department to avoid pre-tenure decision debate. With the searches going on, we are clearly being hurt. I might suggest that it is not just the candidates who see us in the national news and form an opinion of what kind of department and what level of science we represent. We could turn it around with a well-crafted statement. it would be sure to receive national publicity. It may mean taking on the Discovery Institute now, but the longer we wait, the more damage is done. End quote. John Clem wrote much the same in an email dated August 8, 2005. Quote, many of us here at Iowa State are embarrassed by the work of Guillermo Gonzalez, who with Jay Richards published the book The Privileged Planet. End quote. Again, the issue here is not how much money Gonzalez brought in or the quality of his research. There's nothing that would embarrass ISU about that. No, it was intelligent design that embarrassed them, and it was intelligent design that was counted against Guillermo Gonzalez. Some faculty, like ISU physicist John Hauptmann, exhibited their qualms about what they were doing because they were conflicted about what was the right thing to do. Should they protect Dr. Gonzalez's academic freedom, or protect ISU from the threat of intelligent design? In an email to his colleagues who were considering a statement, John Hauptmann said, quote, this is starting to smack of a witch's hanging. Time to knock it off. Guillermo will do what he likes, whether anyone else likes it or not, and a tenure decision will be made should Guillermo choose to be considered. That is really the end of the discussion. I find it distasteful that a mob feels it necessary to beat up on a guy because they do not like what he is doing. I will make my judgment, but it will not be part of a public hanging. End quote. Sadly, in the end, that's what this was. The spectacle of a cabal of Darwinists combating the so-called threat of intelligent design by sacrificing the academic freedom and career of their brilliant colleague, Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez. The point many seem to be missing about this story is how ISU's Department of Physics and Astronomy were exerting obvious pressure on Guillermo from 2005 on to stop his ID research, and if that didn't work, well, we know how that turned out. I'm Annika Smith, reporting for ID the Future at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.